Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. On this edition of Produce Step Up, I want to share with you what I call discovering the unique you. I think this is important because I believe everybody was created by God with uniqueness. We are created with to be different from the other person. Aside our DNA and genotype, we are created to be different from others in abilities, personalities, skills, different things. As a matter of fact, it's a combination of your different talent, different skills, different background, different knowledge, different training that forms your uniqueness. Now, it's that uniqueness that we have that makes life very interesting. I want to tell you very clearly, if everybody in this life is very happy, is always nice, this life is going to be very boring. If everybody laughs and plays like you, it's going to be boring. If everybody does music the exact same way you do it, it's going to be boring. As a matter of fact, if everybody preaches the same way you preach, it's going to be very boring. So we have different ways of doing this thing. Different people doing the same thing we have to do in different ways. That is what I refer to as our uniqueness. Every single human being have their own uniqueness. Except that the problem is that people do not discover their own uniqueness, not to talk of cultivating it. I like to tell you something. Your uniqueness is your brand. It's what sells you to the world. It's your selling point. It's what you trade with. We have all kinds of toothpaste. It's because of the uniqueness of one of them that makes you choose that one against the other. Now, the point I've made so far is this. We are created with uniqueness. And our uniqueness is what differentiates us from the other person. Now, it's very important to pay attention to your uniqueness, especially as regards discovering it because of this. There are many people that have similar talents like you, similar education, similar backgrounds, similar aspirations, and similar products. You do comedy, they do comedy. You do music, they do music. You are a doctor, they are doctors and all that. Preacher, they are preachers as well. Now, what's going to make me come and invite you to sing at my event or when I was doing my wedding? It's your uniqueness. It's that thing you do that the other person doesn't do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, we have natural uniqueness. That is, there are things that just make us different from the other person from creation. We can also develop our uniqueness. Now, what differentiates you from the other person, like I said, is what I call your uniqueness. Now, you should pay attention to it because if you don't have that uniqueness, you are just like a mass product. There's nothing that differentiates you from the other person, and I don't see any reason why I should just leave the other person and come to you. As a matter of fact, if you are not unique, you are almost insignificant. Because it's your uniqueness that makes you stand out in the crowd. It's your uniqueness that makes you different from every other person. It's your uniqueness that makes you come to my mind when I think about certain things. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me go a little bit practical in our present day time. You need somebody to sing for you and you want somebody that will sing to youth. Let me just assume you are a Christian and you want to invite people to a youth program. You know you are not going to invite those kind of gospel artists that sing in very slow like 1980s. You're going to invite very young people who sing, they call it urban gospel. They sing gospel song in hip-hop style. That's my own description. I'm not dogmatic about it. Now, those are the kind of people you are going to look out for. Because, you know, this is the kind of thing they do and this is the way they do it. The point is that they have made themselves unique in the manner they deliver what they do, in the work they do, in their job, in their career. Now, as a human being, as an individual who has a career, you have a work to do, and you have your own business or ministry or anything. In fact, even if you're a student, you have your own uniqueness. And I think it's important you discover that uniqueness and cultivate it. One is that if you discover your uniqueness and cultivate it, it makes you more useful to your world. It ensures that you take away some people. There are people that will invite you to come to places and those that won't invite you. There are those that will come to patronize you and those that will not come to patronize you. I want to use this term, though that's not exactly what I'm talking about. Your uniqueness, to an extent, is your brand. Now, a lot of people, the problem they have about their uniqueness is that they think it's not good enough. Now, the different people we know, when you listen to Omawomi sing, it's not the same way when Tiwa Savage sing. It's not the same way when Cynthia Morgan sing. These are all female singers. They sing differently. In fact, one thing I find striking is that they have their different voices. A lot of people will come to you and tell you, oh, this, your style is not good. That's the problem. a lot of people don't discover their uniqueness because somebody told them that they are not good enough, their uniqueness is not good enough, or it's not fashionable, it's not trending and all that. And that's how come we find people, even though they are unique, they are, God made them different from other people, their uniqueness is what will sell them, is what will make them extremely useful to their generation, but they don't trade it, they don't discover it, they don't cultivate it. You know why? They have a problem of inferiority complex. So they come up and they want to express themselves, and each time they try to sing, they look at Omaomi, each time they try to sing, they look at Tiwa Savage, and they feel, no, if I can't sing like her, it's a problem. The first time I heard Tiwa Savage, sorry to say this, she sounded like an American. I felt like, who is this girl imitating? It's not that way again, and she has, to an extent, become herself. But the point is this, when you think you have to become like another person, you write and you think you have to write like another person, you preach and you think you have to preach like your pastor, you are a teacher and you think you have to teach like your teacher, you are burying, you are crucifying your uniqueness. And the point is this, your uniqueness is very important to our world, it's important to our generation, and it's important to be, for you to be able to do your work effectively. You understand that? So please do not ever, for any reason, hide your uniqueness under the shadow of imitation. God has equipped you with special abilities, passed you different backgrounds, exposed you to certain kind of literatures, studies, and trainings. You have a particular personality, and he also equipped you with skills, or even made sure that you go through certain life process that equipped you with skill. He did all of these things because what you want to achieve with your life is different from what you want to achieve with my life. Even if you blog, and I blog, we're not blogging on the same thing. It's a problem when you wake up and say you want to blog. Let's assume I start making 1 million naira every day on my blog. It is not enough reason to start blogging the same way I do. The essence of life career is not about money. If you have listened to me, you have heard me say this. The essence of life career is to be able to deliver value to people in exchange for money. Now, money is not the goal. The goal is deliver value. But of course, those values are usually appreciated with financial returns. If you shut down your style of blogging because you want to do it like mine, it's a problem. And the problem is that you have, one is that apart from inferiority complex, you just don't have enough confidence to step out with your uniqueness. Like I said before, your uniqueness differentiates you from others who have similar things. And once you can differentiate yourself, it makes you more marketable. There's a market for you and your uniqueness. That's a matter of fact. There are pastors people don't invite to certain places, and there are pastors people don't listen to. It doesn't mean they are bad. It just means that God wired them and designed them to preach to certain people and others to not some other people. Let me tell you something more practical. You know Helen Paul, they also call her Tatafu. Other people have been doing comedy before her. She came to do her comedy talking like a child. She had a co-worker in one radio station she worked, and then she likes mimicking people. So the guy just suggested to him, why not just start your comedy and stuff with that tone of a child. She cultivated it, she treated it, and that's what has sold her. Before Finu, Olamide and Nigaro started rapping in indigenous language, people have always rapped in English. They came and did their own. I don't know if they were accepted at the first instance, but of course you and I know, even though some of their lyrics are very stupid, they are vulgar and dirty, as much as I hate them, I salute the fact that they took a step to cultivate their uniqueness, and that is what is selling them. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brujude Step Up, brought to you by Brujude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit brujude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brujude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.